This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with a study of the suffering of being hated. Remember, Jesus indicated in John chapter 15 that just as the world had hated him, so they would hate his disciples, and he forewarned them about it. As we closed last time, we were telling some of the reasons why people hated Jesus, and we continue with that for just a bit more. He condemned them for their being like whited sepulchres, that is, painted white on the outside, but inside they were full of dead men's bones. These men, purportedly religious leaders, were like that. They were painted white on the outside. They gave every appearance of being men of God. But on the inside, they were full of wickedness, that is, analogously full of dead men's bones. He condemned them for being one in spirit with those who killed the prophets. Those who killed the prophets were men who did not love God, even though they purported to be religious leaders, leaders of the religious thought of the people. And so were these people to whom Jesus said, as your fathers had killed the prophets, so do you. They hated him because he condemned them for preaching that they would be murderers in predicting his own crucifixion. And they hated Jesus for saying that they had to deny themselves and obey him. In other words, that they had to give up their own way of doing things and bow their will to his will. This is one of the hardest lessons which we as human beings have to learn. That religion is not a matter simply of our pleasing ourselves, but that we must please God. We must bow our will to his will if indeed we are to be saved. So in short, we can say that Jesus, in the light of Bible teaching, was hated not so much for the fact that he differed from them. They differed from one another without crucifying one another. But he was hated because he said that the fact that they differed really did make a difference. The common idea today, even among so many religious people, is it really doesn't matter whether you believe this or that or the other. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you practice. That any and everything goes. Now, I grant that if the atheists are true, if there is no God, then any and everything is permitted because there is no standard given atheism. But given the great eternal God, there is the standard. There is the standard of God's will, and that will is the Bible. Jesus was hated then by religious leaders. Next, I call your attention to the fact that he was hated by the rich. He was hated by the rich because he said the widow gave most of all. This surely must have stung them very greatly, because she gave so little in actual amount, while they, no doubt some of them, gave a great deal of money. And yet he said she gave the most because she gave out of her need and necessity, while they gave out of their abundance. He was hated by the rich because he condemned a rich man and praised a beggar. This was the case of the rich man and Lazarus. He was hated by the rich because he said we cannot serve both God and mammon, and most of us want to do that. We want to serve money and we want to serve God. He was hated by the rich because he said it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And because he said that treasures on earth cannot really be compared with the treasures of heaven. But most of us face, as we live day by day, the great temptation of saying that the things that are available to us in a material way, the glory and praise of man, money and all that it can buy, are of greater value than having a right standing in the sight of God. But Jesus taught that that was not so. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you, he said in the Sermon on the Mount recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And he came finally to be hated by the common people. Not at first, but at the last. Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 to 5, we read. Hated by them for one reason, because they had seen him drive the money changers from the temple, perhaps. Or perhaps because they had heard his great debates with the Jewish leaders and had been misled by those Jewish leaders into hating him because of it. But our time is gone for today. I do hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue this very important study of the suffering of being hated.